Gilman Christmas Festival will be on December 13th. Get a Gilman Small Business Punch Card, do your shopping in Gilman, and Gilman High School students will wrap those items for free. Join us for a free movie, popcorn, and soda at the Grand Gilman Theater at 3 p.m. Party in the Park starts at 5 p.m. with the prize drawing at 6. There will be free pizza and hot cocoa in the park, along with caroling and bonfires. This local happenings announcement is sponsored by GFL Environmental.
Did somebody say free pizza and cocoa in the park? I want to be there. Gilman, the place to be. Thank you, Caroline. Good morning. It is Wednesday. A Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. December 10th. A lot of school closings and delays. We ran through the list for you a short time ago. And again, hats off to our friends, WEAU TV. They've got, I would refer you to their website. They've got a full and complete list. We will run through it for you from time to time, as we have, but letting you know that, bringing you up to speed on that list here. Most notably, the larger districts, we can tell you that, for instance, Chippewa Falls schools are closed today. Also, the Eau Claire schools, a two-hour delay in that district. AM early learning programs are canceled. Menominee schools opening late, 2 hours. No 4K or early childhood. Rice Lake schools are closed today. Also, other districts, Altoona opening 2 hours late. AM 4K is canceled. Barron schools are closed. Bloomer schools are closed, as is Cameron today. All right, we'll continue to keep up to date on that list for you, but today in history, 1964, civil rights pioneer Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. accepted his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway. King was honored for his nonviolent campaign to end segregation of blacks in the South.
I still believe that one day mankind will bow before the altars of God and be crowned triumphant over war and bloodshed. And nonviolent redemptive goodwill proclaim the rule of the land.
Also, 1967, soul singer, songwriter Otis Redding died when his private plane crashed near Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Redding was just 26 years old. And finally, our Christmas meditation this morning. For that, we turn to former Bethesda Lutheran Brethren Pastor Kirk Militzer.
Hi, this is Pastor Kirk Militzer from Bethesda Lutheran, located in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, with a word of encouragement for you for Christmas this year. Recently, I was in a class, and I heard that Christmas is the holiday for suffering. The holiday for suffering. Initially, that hit me when I heard that. I thought, now how does that stack up against eggnog and mistletoe and Christmas bells and all that? The name Jesus literally means the Lord saves, the Lord rescues, the Lord redeems, the Lord pays for our penalty of sin. There could be no other name for the Son of God, but the one who rescues, the one who steps into the mess, and he knows that we have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. A friend of mine said years ago, Jesus did not come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive, dead in our sins, dead in our transgressions, dead in our offenses against a holy God. He came to rescue us and save us. So this Christmas, in the brokenness and things that aren't right in the world, know this, that Jesus stepped in the world and he rescued and he offers the gift of eternal salvation. Merry Christmas. Hold on to that hope, friend.
All right, thanks, Caleb. And this update, and you were saying, and I think both agreed, if you get to the main thoroughfare, it's not so bad out there.
Yeah, and huge shout out to all those who probably had a sleepless night out plowing the roads. Again, after I got out of my neighborhood, I'm like, wow, this is a lot better than I thought. I mean, right. I took the Mighty minivan to work this morning,
okay,
because it's heavier and has way better tires. And I thought, well, I don't know if my little car will do very well on the roads. But I was very, very impressed with how clear the roads were. Again, be safe. Give yourself extra time. But huge, huge shout out to all those working so hard throughout the night to keep the roads clear.
And it's the side streets that are the big challenge.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got a solid half foot of snow at my house in Chippewa Falls. So plenty came. And I guess, you know what? The heavens just wanted to celebrate Nora's birthday. So
that's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, whose birthday is it on this snowy Wednesday, the 10th of December? It is someone very special in the Swenson household. My darling daughter, Nora, turns 8 years old today. Happy birthday, Nora. Nora is always the one who gets up with me early in the morning. I usually try to get a workout in and things like that before I come into work. And Nora's always up and at 'em and ready for the day and asking questions about the day and what we're going to be doing. And you know what? Nora's my morning buddy. And happy, happy birthday, Nora. I know she's a little bit under the weather today, but Lord willing, she'll be feeling better and better throughout the day. And I know she is listening and she was ready. She was ready with the song request, and I said, what do you think about this? Kind of a fun Christmas tune, wintry tune, and she said that sounded good. Nora, I love you so much. I appreciate your courage, your heart for others. I know you've been through a lot in the past year with your surgery and other things, and you are strong, and God has given you that strength, and I pray you continue to love Jesus more and more. Here's a tune from one of your favorite movies that just seems very appropriate today. It's Let It Go.
Let It Go.
On the Whip Wake Up Show.
It is your chance to win, once again, a very appropriate movie for Christmas season, maybe a snow-covered day, and you want to just cuddle up inside and watch a movie. We have the best Christmas pageant ever, a free digital download, so you don't have to brave the snow to come over here. We can send this to you wherever you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin. We will send it right to you if you win, but you have to call in first at 715-723-2555.
That's right, and so the question from yesterday is more than 15% of us say we never do this.
Yes, over 15% of us say we never do what? Call away, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Over 15% of us say we never do this. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Some incorrect answers from yesterday. It is not farting, snoring, voting, picking your nose, speeding, cutting your own hair, giving out gift cards for Christmas, flossing, telling a lie, re-gifting a gift, owning a cell phone, wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row without washing them, writing a letter, biting your fingernails, double dipping, praying, sending out Christmas cards, texting while driving, eating seafood, cursing, eating fruitcake, going online shopping, going on social media, paying your bills online, or brushing your teeth. An incredible cross-section of guesses.
It is. And we didn't know what kind of response we'd have because, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. A lot of schools are closed. A lot of them on a 2-hour delay. So not the usual routine going on.
Yeah, but your chance to jump in right now and guess at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ricky, do you want to do it?
No.
All right. My name is Valerie. I'm calling for lacrosse for my son, Ricky.
All right. Valerie he by proxy. To- Ricky by proxy. There you go.
He wants to say, picking up your dog's poop.
Okay. Picking up your dog's poop. We have had just, again, an incredible cross-section of guesses here. And would over 15% of us say, yeah, never going to pick up what the dog leaves behind. Not going to do that. Is it right for Ricky? It's not. But have him think of something else and call us back. Valerie, thank you. 715-723-2555. Great to hear from lacrosse. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Eau Claire.
All right, Sandra, what do you think?
Is it dream?
Is it dream? 15% of us say, don't dream. Dreamless sleep, I usually don't. My wife does all the time, and sometimes I am the bad guy in those dreams. Is that what it is? It's not dreaming. Thank you. Call us.
Thanks, Sandra.
715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free digital download of the movie The Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
Well, we did get a couple of fresh guesses. We had not covered those yesterday. So.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, it's been busy, busy, busy. But Hey, I'm going to guess lie.
Lie. That actually has been guessed. Do you have a backup guess?
How about steal?
How about steal? Over 15% of us say never steal. I would hope it would be higher than that. Uh-huh. But is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Paul.
It's not. But thank you, Paul. Good to hear from you. And again, check out differentministry.org, friends. That's what our friend Paul puts together with his wife, Nicole. They have some incredible hope-filled Christmas concerts coming up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. I'm going to guess calling into a radio station for a contest.
Ah.
You could even be more specific and say calling into a radio station for a contest on a snow day. but neither of those is what we're looking for. But always good to hear from Whitehall. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. We have time for two more guesses if we get them. Otherwise, we will kick this off about 20 minutes down the road, and then we will think of a clue. And actually, we already have thought of a clue.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming up.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show for a free digital download of the movie The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. So you could win wherever. We'll email it to you.
Clue coming up. Call 715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Over 15% of us say we never do this. And it's clue time as folks are calling again, 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right. And the clue is my wife really doesn't like this. She didn't want her kids to do this. She didn't like it if her kids did this.
All right. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Never do what? And it's something that Peggy says, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Don't like it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard again.
Hey, Paul.
Let's try brushing their teeth.
That actually was guessed yesterday. So once
and my
again,
wife is a fan of that. So
okay. Do you have a backup guess?
The wife isn't a fan.
Isn't
of
a fan.
She's not.
Says don't do this.
How about smoking?
How about smoking? Is it smoking? Good guess.
Yep. Not it.
But not it. Thank you, Paul. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. We want to give someone a free digital download of the wonderful Christmas movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, of course, came from a great book. Uh-huh. 715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do this, never do what? And the wonderful Peggy Halverson says, yeah, I don't want my kids to do this. Didn't want kids to do this. As we're waiting for calls at 723-2555, did all of your kids follow mom's
opinion? You know, no. I mean, you know, kind of as they get older, I mean, different ones would. Probably one more than others. A couple maybe more than others did do this.
715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do this, never do what? 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Go ahead, Jim.
How about talk bad about somebody?
Talking bad about somebody. Maybe talk behind their back. Gossiping. Is that what it is? It's not. Thank you, Jim. 715-723-2555. More folks think they know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Aliva.
Hey, Lauren. What do you think?
Take the kids to see Santa.
Take the kids to see Santa. Very appropriate seasonally. Is that what it is? It's
Sorry.
Not. Think about it. Call us back.
And Caleb, they dropped off a tray, the medium-sized Christmas cookies tray yesterday with just so many cookies and treats.
It is amazing. So the medium-sized tray is huge.
It is.
It's just the medium. You can get one that's even bigger. The medium is just $30. The huge one, huger, is $40. But the incredible variety of treats, I may have sampled too many of the different kinds. It's like, well, I should try this. Everything was spectacular, top-notch,
mm-hmm.
Not just saying that because, you know, they're good friends and good advertisers here at WWIB, which they are, but it was wonderful, wonderful. Highly, highly recommend saving yourself some time and getting one of these cookie treat trays from Avenue Orchard for any celebration you might have. Give them a call just 5 days in advance, and they'll make as many as you want.
It's such a great variety. It looks fantastic. Yeah, so again, people lead busy lives. Call Avenue Orchard. What's the number again? So that's where we want to call Avenue Orchard. Go get it done. I've got a piece of fudge right here, so. Mm.
Yeah, let me give you that phone number as well here, too, and then we'll get to our Win It Wednesday and your chance to win. As what did you try? The white fudge?
The fudge. Somebody.
Yeah, the fudge. Yeah, fantastic. And then there was white fudge in there, too, which is fantastic. I'm getting distracted.
It's still there, Caleb.
Yeah, might have had a couple pieces of that yesterday. 715-563-5874, by the way. 563-5874 for Avenue Orchard. Let's get to Win It Wednesday with another clue at 715-723-2555. The question we're working on and trying to get you a prize of the best Christmas pageant ever, that digital download. We can send that movie to you wherever you might be. You don't have to leave your house. We'll send it right to you. The question is this. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Over 15% of us say we never do this. 715-723-2555. Our first clue was that your wife is against doing this and then didn't want your kids to do it.
That's true.
Next clue would be that you and I have both done this, but rarely, right?
Yeah, I would say irregularly.
Do it often. Mm-hmm. Right. Over 15% of us say we never do this. So you and I wouldn't be part of the 15%, but we would say,
yeah,
it's rare. It's not often that we do this. Over 15% of us say we never do what? 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey Jim. What do you think?
How about eat junk food before you go to bed?
That's a great guess.
It's an excellent guess. Jim, is that what we're looking for? It's not, but thank you for the call. Call us back, friends. 715-723-2555 as we go here. Good morning on a Win It Wednesday on your Christmas station, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Rebecca from Ladysmith. Would it be say a cuss word?
That's kind of been said already.
Yeah, I think we've had that guessed. So would you like a backup guess, Rebecca?
Not today.
All right, no problem. Think about it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angus. I'm calling from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Angus from Wausau. What do you think?
Is it drinking from the gallon of milk?
Drinking straight from the
gallon
of milk.
What a great guess.
That is a great guess.
And by saying my wife's against it, right? You kind of perception a mom that
you
way.
You're following the clues, Angus, and I love that. It is not what we're looking for, but again, tracking well.
It fits that he would think, oh, you and I have done this, but not regularly.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying that that was, you know, on the right track, but tracking well in terms of finding the clues that we're giving and making use of them at 715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do this. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Halvo's wonderful wife, Peggy, is not a fan of this and didn't want the kids to do it. Halvo and I would say, yeah, we do this, but irregularly, not often. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra from Eau Claire again.
Hey, Sandra. Welcome back. What do you think?
Is it cursed?
Is it cursed? That's been guessed several times.
Yeah.
And so not what we're looking for.
How about spit?
One more time.
Spit.
Is it spit? It's not. Thank you, Sandra. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie again.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
How about sample food right off of a platter?
He's got some good ones.
These are good guesses, and yeah, they fit, but not what we're looking for. Thank you, Jim. All right, we have time for three more calls if we get them at 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Menominee. Is it spitting?
That was just guessed. Do you have a backup guess?
Is it not using an umbrella when we go outside?
An umbrella.
Not using the umbrella when we go outside. Is that it? It's not, but good job thinking on your feet. Two more guesses here. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Dennis, we haven't heard from Prairie Farm yet. Go ahead.
Sledding down a hill.
Huh. Is it sledding down a hill, Dennis? It's not, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. One more guess available, then we're going to go back to tunes and give you another clue after 8:45. But let's see if this person gets it. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bev from Tipple
Fall. Bev, what do you think?
Telling a lie.
Telling a lie. Is it telling a lie?
That was said already. Do you have a backup guess?
Do you have a backup?
Oh, I don't know. I'll call back later.
All right. I think we're going to have to pull the ripcord on it this time so we can get a tune in.
We got one more chance after the drawing for day 8 of our 12 Days of Bones. We'll see if we can get it. Otherwise, it's a Try It Again Thursday question. Win It Wednesday one more time.
One more chance to win today. Otherwise, it becomes Try It Again Thursday. But let's see if we get a winner right here, right now at 715-723-2555. Your chance to win a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. We will send that right to you so you don't even have to leave your home. 715-723-2555. Here's the question we've been working on. Over 15% of us say we never do what? Over 15% of us say we never do this. And we're stacking clues. We'll have the third one in a moment here, Havel.
The first one, we said, my wife really didn't like this. She didn't want my kids doing it.
The second clue was Halvo and I have both done this, but infrequently, not something we do often.
And thirdly, there's one particular NFL coach who is really known for this. Almost every time you see him, he's doing this.
Over 15% of us say we never do what? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're the first one through the gate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Ladysmith again. How about dip your finger in the peanut butter jar when it first opens?
Oh, okay. It's very tempting. It's very tempting. Rebecca from Ladysmith, is that it?
I've got to say that would be funny to see an NFL coach doing that all the time, but thanks for trying.
715-723-2555. Over 15% of us say we never do this, never do what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dale from Bloomer.
Dale, what do you think?
I think it's chewing gum.
You think it's
chewing gum? Why do you say that,
gum?
Dale?
Because I never chew gum.
Okay.
Never chew gum. And again, it would be that Howell and I would rarely chew gum.
Yeah.
Peggy didn't really want the kids to chew gum. And is there an NFL coach
that's
known for chewing gum?
There he is. Dale, you just won the best Christmas pageant ever. Free digital download.
Well done, Dale. Yeah, we were thinking of Pete Carroll, who's just chomping and champing on gum constantly. Yes, over 15% of us, in fact, 16% of people say never chew gum. Just don't do it at all. And Dale, you already said, hey, I'm one of those people that just doesn't chew gum, right?
That's right. And your clue helped a lot, too, because I knew who you were talking about.
Well, there you go. Then we fulfilled our mission to give a good clue.